Soku izika disenda baku VOA Njebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela kustudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 11, kuNhlangula 2023 ngo-52. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ule vota tuo, ya bubona lapa oya kono, na lapa ovela kono. Au umnandu, si ubo kutulisa na lente enyamini, unabuoni lapa okoba kono, unyakila kono.
Amabanda ezo mbusazwe ati amelele ukwa lulogu vota, uluza kuzebe kankasa na manda uzebe ngobe kuketo uluza ayo. Ukuza mazama kumtaba kweleza kwa Afrika kuchia bata kwa Zimbabwe, petitivele. Sizalethe tulele ezamasiko ezabatsha ezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Amabandla ezombusazwe athi amelele ugwalo olulamagama abavotayo i-voters roll oluza kwenze bekhankase ngamandla ukuze benqobe kukhetho oluzayo. I-Zimbabwe Electoral Commission ngayingavezeli amabandla azancintisa ukhetho oluzayo ugwalo lokuvota. Iphephandaba leSunday Mail libika ukuba ugwalo lolu luzanikwa abazancintisa kukhetho ngolwesithathu ozayo. Ngasenelisanga ukuxoxa neziphathamandla zekhomishini le akade bengaphenduli omakhalekhukhwini. UMnumzana Guda Musaka okubandla lezanu PF uthi i-voters roll isetshenziswa ngendlela ezijiyene yeneyo ngamabandla.
Ule voter tool uyabubona lapha oya khona nalapha ovela khona. Akumnandi ukuthi ubusikilisana lento emnyameni ungaboni lapho ogcoba khona onyathela khona. Amabandla wonke bawubona kuqakathekile njengokomhlobo ukubana bebe ne-voters roll kwenzela ukuthi wena ungaba ne-voters roll uyakhangela ukubana i-polling station enje ngobani abarejistile ukuvota. Ungabakwazi labo bantu abarejistile ukuvota usuzenza okuthiwa yi-targeting campaign yokuthi usuhambela labo bantu abarejistile ukuvota. Lokhu kuyakunceda ukubana ungajabise isikhathi sakho lama-resources akho ebantwini abangasoze bevota. Njalo kuyasitshengisa ukubana vele bona bangaki abantu abarejistileyo ukuvota. Siyabakwazi ukuthi bangaki. Nawe nxa uplana laphana uyabona ukuthi i-target yami kumele ime njani. I-voters roll iyasitshengisa ukuthi indawo lapho kumele khona ufake i-concentration yakho yiphi ngobuningi babantu abarejistileyo. Kungela voters roll uyachitha isikhathi sakho ukhangelane nezinye indawo ezilabantu abalutshwane abangarejistanga.
Ishiya
lezi zilabantu abaningi.
Akuphuzanga yini ukuthi abantu bathole i-voters roll lay njengoba ukhetho soluseduze kangaka?
Akuphuzanga ukhethe lokukhatshana kakhulu ngoba ungaphakelisisa i-delimitation ibingakapheli. Bebengeke bekwazi ukukhipha i-voters roll i-delimitation ingakaphaswa yi-parliament ngokokudala. Okwesibili, ama-parties wonke akakangeni sibili ukuthi singathi sibe kumudi lani ekupampeni 100%. I-ZANU-PF inje ilontsha ikampeni yayo ngomgqibelo. Yikho lapho esegqalisa khona ukuthi hayi sesingena-ke ku-ground sifuna i-voters roll. I-CCC sikhuluma nje ayikafaki le list yabantu abazakhonsesta under i-CCC njalo abakalontshi le campaign yabo. So ayiphuzanga sibili i-voters roll isisikhathi sokuthi ibe khona sibili ngoba the next 2.5 months isisikhathi sokuthi sikampeni. Yikho lapho eqakatheke khona.
Lo ngumnumzana Guta Musaka okubandla leZANU-PF besixoxa laye eseHarare. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu lomnumzana Gift Osalo Siziba, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change.
I-voters roll iqakathekile ukubana kuyo wonke umuntu ke ngenxa yokubana i-constitution yeZimbabwe ne-electoral act iyapha-ke i-mandate ku-commission ukubana wonke umuntu okwanisa ukuthenga i-voters roll ayithenge akwanisa ukuyi-auditha akwanise ukuyi-verifya. Lokhu kuzanceda-ke inhlelo yama-election eZimbabwe kubana-ke ebe ne-credibility. Njalo kuyanceda ukubana-ke amaphathi achene nalaba abakuthi bebekwazi kakhulu kathesi ngoba saphuma ku-delimitation. Kufanele abantu ke bebekwazi ukubana-ke amabizo abo aphuma kuma police station abo.
Kodwa izethu ayiphuzanga yini ukuthi linike i-voters roll lay njengoba sithi ukuthi yalinika ngolwesithathu obuyayo?
Ya, izethu yaphuza kodwa kuqhakathekile ukubana bephumiseke i-voters roll ngokubana kwenze ukhetho kungela voters roll. Kuyabe kukhanya ukubana ukhetho lwakhona lelo liyenza okungekho ekhethweni.
Ye, so singathi-ke nxa singakhuluma ngakhonokho siphinde sijule nje sikhulume ngabantu benu elibakhethayo, seliphutshile yini uhlelo lwenu?
Ya, siqedisile uhlelo-ke lingabona-ke kulamadolobha aselekhansilini aqedisiweyo. So sesikhangele ukubana namhlanje ke abaningi ababe kumaprocess ethu sesilungiselele ukubana abantu bethatha ama-fingerprint emapholiseni. Besilalaba-ke abantu abakunhlelo zethu ukubana bethole-ke ama-nomination papers ekhansilini ephalamente. Umongameli wathi ngetasichamisalaye setholile-ke ama-nomination papers ukubana elungise esayine efake esithupha lakho konke-ke okufunakalayo. Njalo-ke sikhangelele ukubana indaba-ke yama-nomination fee okuthiwa ibuyele ephalamenti ilungisiswe. Thina njengebandla sibona ngani ze kufanele-ke i-revise ukwenzele kungaqedi isikhathi ukubana indaba ibuyela ephalamenti iya-revise. Iveki kayilungisiswe ukubana-ke ingadurisi intengo yabantu-ke in terms of i-nomination.
UNomzana Gift Ostalo Siziba ngumsekelo wesikhulumeli sebandla le-CCC besixoxa laye eseHarare. Bathi tibele abadabuka eZimbabwe abahlala ePitoli, eJohannesburg lezinye indawo kube lobo kuzamazama komhlaba namhla emadabuka kusa. Abakhulume lo msakazo kweStudio 7 bathi ukuzamazama lokhu kuthethe isikhatshana. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba i-US Geological Survey ithi ukuzamazama lokhu okwenzakale eBosberg kube yisilinganiso sokuhlanu ku-Richter scale. I-Reuters ithi akula mibiko eveza ukuba kulabantu abafe kusehlakalo lesi. Sixoxe ngodaba lolu lonkosikazi Phakiwe Tholakele Sibanda osebenza eJohannesburg.
Ukuzamazama komhlaba kwenzeke namhlanje ekuseni. Isikhathi bekungu-2:38 ekuseni. Sizwe mpela ukuzamazama komhlaba kwanyinyeka izinto eziningi. Ithe lami nje ngibuza umlungu wami ekuseni ngoba ngihlala ebalungwini, wangitshela ukuthi indlini kule crack. Kodwa i-crack angakayiboni, zoyibona sesa njengoba kungumvulo. Hhayi, khanya abantu abaningi bayethukile ngendaba yokuzamazama komhlaba. Baningi impela wabo khanya kulimazile kwezinye indawo. Besibona lathi impikitsha kuma-social media ukuthi kulimale kuphi, kuhambe njani. Indawo ezi-affectekileyo kakhulu. Kodwa-ke hayi, mina ngiyakholwa kodwa angeke ngikuthathe ngithi mhlawumbe ngithi Jesu sezabuya. Ngingakuthatha njengokuthi kuyenzekile, kusho ukuthi nje bekuvele nje kwenzeke. Ngingakuthatha naleyo ndlela.
Unkosikazi Phakiwe Tholakele Sibanda udabuka eZimbabwe besixoxa laye eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sesikhangela esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Abezindaba abe-Associated Press babika ukuba ele-Ukraine selihlasela ngamandla ibutho lakwele-Russia esabelweni seDonetsk lapho ele-Russia sebeseligxile khona impande. Sebesehlasela nangamandla njalo kwele-Sudan abalwayo kulandela ukuphela kwesikhathi sokuma kancane ukulwisana kulelo lizwe. Abezindaba abe-Reuters babika ukuba abalwayo bahlaselana kakhulu edolobheni le-Khartoum. Sokuyisikhathi sezamasiko. Sezamasiko namhlanje sixoxa lo mnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya, ingcweti kwezamasiko wesintu. Siyawamukela kuhlelo ubaba Ngwenya.
Ngiyabingelela bakudube, ngibingelela abasakazi, ngiphinde ngibingelela labalaleli bethu.
Yes, sizokuthiwa-ke isizwe sawomthwakazi besisemangadini. Akutshela abantu ukuthi emangadini khonapha kungaphi njalo bakujongweni?
Ngathi nje abantu bakongema babizwa kuthiwa ngamangadi. Yingakho nxa usukhuluma nje ngokuthi uya eKwaNgema usuka uya eMangadini sizwe lesisizinze eKZN lapha na which is eKwaZulu Natal kodwa ke inkosi yakhona isizinze lengizinze ngapha eGoli ngenxa yezinto ezenzeka lapha kwelakibo so useyakhela phana ukuthi ukusedanota ngaphansi kwedolobha iNigeria eliseGauteng which is ekuruleng okwama regional lapha abomasipala. Inhloso yethu yokuya laphana kuthi ukuthi inkosi yasiqanda ngendlela yokuthi yananzelela ukuthi kunokuxabana kunokulwa ezinkundleni zokuxhumana lapha balapha eSouth Africa labantu ababuya kwela kithi lena. Yikho ke yona yasifikelwa ngumbono ukuthi iya kuqaphela ukuthi abantu beSouth Africa abakunanzelela ukuthi uma ukhuluma ngabantu abakamzinikazi ukhuluma ngabantu abale abalobuhlobo begazi nabantu abalapha eSouth Africa ingaba lamaZulu wodwa uzokhumbula ukuthi inkosi yethu ekuhambeni kwayo yahamba iqoqa izizwe khona lapha eSouth Africa ingakaphumeli ngaphandle okuyikuthi size sakithi sinazo zonke inhlobo zabantu abakhona lapha eSouth Africa yikho ke yafunxusa ukuthi labo bantu ngiyabadinga libaqoqe yathumela abantu ukuthi basiqoqe bese sisiza kuye yona izobe sihamba nathi isisale kwaZulu izama ngayo yonke indlela ukuthi mhlawumbe indlu yakwaZulu njengendlu yobukhosi besilo ingangenelele ekutheni ikhuze izinhlangano ezifana nabodudula labo action SA not for sale into ezifana nalezo ezilwa labantu abavela ngaphandle kweSouth Africa.
Libona zani laphumelela yini ngokuthi lize ukuthi bathini?
Noma ngingake ngithi ukuthi baphumelele kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi khona kwalwenza utshintsho ngoba uzananzelela ukuthi ekuhambeni kwethu kwakuqala laphana kwaba khona abeqembu leli elezepolitiki labo abangenelelayo bagcina besiya kwenza umhlangano lonqongqoshe lo okungena ophethe ezangaphakathi umnumzana ubaba uDr. Aaron Motsoaledi owe-Home Affairs. Yikho ke baxoxisana naye wazowatsho wathi hayi abantwana laba abazalelwe lapha eSouth Africa noma abazali babo bengazalwa lapha eSouth Africa banelungelo lokuthi sebengaya noma kuyiphi Home Affairs beyothola ngama-ID abavumelayo ukuthi babe ngama South African citizens. Kahle kahle wathi banelungelo lokuzikhethela ukuthi bafuna ukuba ngapha South African South African citizen or bafuna ukuba kuthatha i-citizenship yabazali babo. Yikho ke singatsho ukuthi ngempela khona lokho lakho owenza umehluko because uzothola ukuthi noma kwakukhona but abantu bakithi abaningi babengananzelela ukuthi sekukhona ukuthi sebengaqala ukukwenza. Kwazokuthi ke ekuyeni kwethu kwesibili lapha saya ngobuningi bethu ngoba indlu yakwaZulu yayithe izathumela abantwana abazobuya bezolalela izikhalo zethu nangempela kwathunywa umntwana wendlu nkulu umntwana wakwaminya ubaba uVanana wayeholele elinye igimba labantwana nokumntwana mpela uyaziwa kwaZulu kakhulu njengokuthi xa ungawe uqaphela amavidiyo akwaZulu uzombona esikhathi esinengeno uhlale ehola amabutho akwaZulu esondele kakhulu endlini enkulu so ukufika kwakhe laphana sasika sazibeka izikhalo zethu nokwathi nxa bebuyele emuva kezo sokuthiwa i-Home Affairs isimemezele ukuthi izo-extenda futhi isikhathi sokulungisa kwabantu bakithi amaphemithi size siyefika ku-31 December. Uzokhumbula ukuthi bakwenza lokho ngoba bathi bona bafuna ukunikeza abantu ithuba lokuthi bafake izicelo zokuthi bezokuthiwa ngama-waiver ukuthi mhlawumbe baphinde bezweleleke ukuthi baqhubeke besebenza lapha e-South Africa noma bengenawo ama-skills.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu baba Ngwenyana. Sibonge kakhulu ungadinga kusasa manje.
Siyabonga baba uDube iphile nje lonke laba.
Lo ngumnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu besixoxa laye ekhona ngale ke eJohannesburg kwele South Africa. Wamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu silontukameli Gomo.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngotungamili nkomo lamhlanje silomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla usiphathelene mfundisi
sesibuya sihlana njalo bathandekayo benkosi siqhubeke ngendaba yethu yomsamaria lamalevi labapresti lezigebengu lezazi umthetho njoba ngishilo ubana laba bantu namanje singahlala phansi sikhangele sithluze engqondweni siyababona ukuthi babukhona phakathi kwethu. Kodwa ke indaba namhlanje ngifuna ke sikhangele ukuthi nanga umuntu usewele phakathi kwenkinga usebunzimeni useludoboza umuntu lo eyedwa lapha khona ngazake azisize ngoba wayesemangweni labakiwo mhlawumbe babengazi ukuthi uhambile uhambo lolo mhlawumbe babemlindele bekwazi ukuthi endaweni ethile kodwa uzabuya ahlangane lomndeni wakhe kanti babengabuzanga elangeni ngoba umuntu lo baba lo kwasekuludokoza egangeni wahlaba umkhosi waze watshayelizwe wazithulela umuntu wenkosi esebonile ukubana akekho oza kuzomnceda. Izigebengu lazo sezimenze isilo sengubo zamhlukumeza phela kwakungahlukumezeka inyama yodwa kodwa nomphefumulo wakhe awuhlukumezeka ngoba lo ozwisa inyama yakho ubuhlungu uzwisa nomphefumulo wakho ubuhlungu. Indaba ke namhlanje sifuna ke sikhangele ukuthi kade kambe sedlabe umkhosi unjalo kwakungena muntu ongamsiza yini. Kuthiwa kusesenjalo ke umuntu wenkosi esenjalo kwathutsha umpristi. Umpristi wambona wamkhangela washaya luvalo wangenwa yibugwala wamgwema wahamba eceleni. Umpristi ngumuntu esikhangelele ukuthi abe nguye oduduza labo abasebunzimeni. Yebo ke angaswela imali yokubancedisa, angaswela lezinto zokusebenzisa ubana asize abantu, kodwa umpristi into enkulu alayo kumele kube yinhliziyo exhumana loNkulunkulu acelele abantu bakaThixo umusa bazizwe labo abantu ukuthi bangabantu esebafakele lo mthandazo wabanika lamazwi aduduzayo. Kodwa lo umpristi wasuka wahamba nje eceleni. Kunjalo ke kwabuya lo mlevi. AbaLevi laba kwakungabantu abaqakathekileyo ngaleso sikhathi yibo abanye babo babegcina amathempeli labo kwakukhonzelwa khona. Abanye yibo ababengabahlabeleli bengabaculi beyikhwaya ematempelini wona lawo. La yena lo muntu okhangelele ukuthi ufundile uyakwazi uyazwisisa ukuthi umuntu wenyama uswela lokhu lalokhu. Kuthiwa wateli gaga mehlo suka wabona hawu nanga umuntu sekusele udokoza wabetha eceleni laye. Kukangaki sisizwa ukuthi bona abantu abafundileyo endaweni babe yiwa abalungisa izinto oprofesa abalezikhundla ezinkulu okumele balungise izinto kukhanya yibo abathalaza eceleni izinto zisonakala. Bakhohlwa ukubana umphakathi ukhangelele kubo ukuthi ngolwazi lolu abalalo nangemsebenzi abayenzayo kumele kuphume ukuncedisa abantu bakaNkulunkulu. Kwazathutsha ke indoda yaseSamariya kuthiwa yayizihambela njengoba litshilo ukubana amaJuda lamaSamariya babengabonani. Mhlawumbe lo muntu wayeshaywe wayengumJuda okuyikuthi umSamariya wayengazidlulela nje engagxize eqakala ngoba nalo muntu wayengaso wakubo. Kodwa kuthiwa ke wehla esilwaneni mhlawumbe wayegibele ihashi ibhiza wehla waya kuye wamkhangela wamzwela wamthoba amanxeba wamthwala wamusa ekliniki kumbe esibhedlela wafika wakhokha wabhadala ngemali yakhe. UmSamariya lowo abantu baze bathi umSamariya olungileyo, wena kambe wehlulwa yini ukusiza abanye abantu? Ulahlekelwa yini empilweni yakho? Unkulunkulu asisize sonke sibe lenhliziyo yalo umSamariya, singakhethi ukuthi sisiza bani, sisize zonke izidalo zikaNkulunkulu. Unkulunkulu azasisize sonke ngoJesu siyakhuleka. Amen.
Lolo bekulohlelo vuselela umoya selomfundisi Thandeko Sintimkandla. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungamile Nkomo. Sike sizwe ezabatsha. Usikaba sabacha silenhliziyo lapha esilawe ecingweni. Uthi sizwe ukuthi silowani.
Umsindo kaigovi spanda engizalwa kwelaseGwanda eWilond.
Ye, kunjani ke umsindo kaigovi?
Hayi mina ngisiphilele mhlobo wami, ngabe unjani wena khona ngapho?
Ngasiphilile kakhulu, akusithethe egoli khona ngapho wenzani empilweni nje.
Egoli ngumantshingelane mfowethu, ngumantshingelane, ngisebenzela ikhampani yaseFidelity.
Ye, nxa ungumantshingelane wenzani?
Ili security.
Kuyasebenzeka yini nxa uyisecurity njalo kule mali yini mfowethu?
Hayi, imali kasecurity ibonakala kahle kahle ngumuntu ongowalapha eSouth Africa, kodwa oli-foreigner njengami hayi kunzima mntakababa, ngokuba mabehola abanye uzathola ukuthi awutholi i-payslip, awutholini yezilongo njengala maphepha, bayazi lokuthi awunawo, uthola lokho nje ukuthi lawo ulaludlile labantwana.
Kunzima kanganani konoko mfowethu?
Mfowethu kunzima ngokuthi akunjele, ngisebenza lo muntu olento zakhe isizalanisa lapha, uyathola ama pension fund uyawadonselwa, uyathola o medical aid uyawadonselwa, mina nje ngizitholela imali engancediyo.
So singathi imali encane kakhulu yini? Kunjani?
Hayi, yona ingcono, kodwa ubuhlungu ukuthi mangingasebenza lawe ngidaduke uthola mina ngithole o 5000 ngenyanga, wena uyothola o 7000, senza umsebenzi ofanayo njalo unama benefit lokhu nalokho. Phezu kwalokho sisebenza sonke, babe besitsho ukuthi endoda kathi wena ubuyela nini ilabo ukuthi yini elisiqeda umsebenzi, uyakutshelwa ngosebenza naye, yabo ukuthi kubuhlungu kangakanani.
Ya, kukhanya kubuhlungu kakhulu ke. Besithi sike siyizwe sibukagovi ukuthi uphila njani kula ngapho ke kule South Africa, abatsha ungabatshelani ngakhona ukuthi lisebenzisa ngefalasi kangaka?
Abatsha engabatshela bona okwakhulu abakithi eZimbabwe, kumbe ngithi bonke abakithi abaseZimbabwe abalapha eSouth Africa, asibeni ngabatsha ababambeneyo, sike yazi ukuthi izano le esidlala layo ilamatrick amaningi, abaphume nje beyekele, noma ingazibuyi banike ama-R10 kumbe amamalini, kodwa bebekwazi ukuthi impilo yabo kayingaki ibanjwe yileyo R10. Mina engikhulumayo uNsimbi kaGovi, izani kuyangifaka kuthiwa kwini esisotsheni, ngiyangalisebenzela isosial likamgabe mina, uyabona ngingamaZimbabwe paramilitary force. Okwakusenziwa ngesikhathi sokuthi kuzoba la ama-elections sikhathi esifani sokuma-training, uma kudlula lapho uzotraina 3 months uphinde yoseva 3 months, ama-elections edlulile skin down, susima akusela lutho. So ngiyabaxolisa abatsha ukuthi bafowethu, kulobunzima asivoteleni ibandla eliphikisayo esikhipheni ubunzima bezano lobo.
Yes,
ubunzima, ubunzima lobo esibhekelane labo ukuthi sibe right ukuthi sikhipheni zano.
Hayi, siyakuzwa
ukukhuthaza kanye la, yazi ngizwa ngisizwa lobuhlungu ukuthi lamavandla ezokholo okuyikwesithembele ukuthi ngabe sisinda khona sebengenile kwezepolitiki, bengena ku wrong politics.
Bonisa abalaleli ngamafutshane.
Ngiyabonga abalaleli lezihlobo zami kanye labasakazi baka Studio 7, asihambeni siyovota. Ivoti yethu ilibhokisi iyimfihlo yethu.
Lo ngunsimbi kaGobi Sibanda ukhona ngale ke Johannesburg kule South Africa. Siyabonga kakhulu mfowethu, ungadinwa kusasa.
Nami ngiyabonga Mr. Dube, ungadinwa la kusasa ukunithinta.
Wezemidlalo uyise kaMavelas Nakamba uAntony uphoxa ngensuku zakhe esadlala engunozinti. UJoseph Njanji usekuphala lolu daba.
Antony Nakamba uqale ukudlala ibhola esedolobheni leWangi lapho akhulele khona, ngemva kokukhangwa ukudlala kukanozinti owayedume ngalezo nsuku owayedlalela iqembu leWangi kanye leqembu elimela ilizwe uPhosani Sibanda.
During those days in Wangi, there were goalkeepers like uPhosani Sibanda. Mina was not into football, ngathi sembavukela ngaba le interest yebhola on a later stage ngapho senkuko 16 years. I started lami ukuqalisa manje ukuya kuma-division wafa. In Wange played for teams like Giant Killers, ngagcina sengiya kubo Zesa Wange, that was 88. Sengidlala ku Zesa Wange Division 1. 90 ngaya ku Wange Football Club. I played for Wange from 90 up to 95. I was the reserve goalkeeper ka Johannes Chuma up to 95. Ngapho kuthatheka nje ngathi hayi, let me just go to South Africa. Channel into Zimbabwe, but during those days Iwangi was good, even the economy yonke into ngapho kuthiwa umsebenzi, people they said lo muntu lo angapho kuthiya kanjalo nje umsebenzi abantu uzahlupheka. Well, angazi ukuthi kunokwakumbizile, mina left just went to South Africa. I figured South Africa stayed in Alexandra. I played for Alexandra Blackpool. It's a little ago, Patrick Chisikawa, Umchacho, Labo, Maimani Piri.
I was along with Katia City, Utambule, Alexandra Blackpool, Mobanga Kuluang, and Utambule Wang, Jagan, and Shanganese Zimbabwe Football Association.
Yes, in terms of Dawson, I figured South Africa sometimes have to change Ibizo into Swana Lazonese. At one stage, I had to change to Marvelous Kumalo. Saying Zanam Bijana gonna pana be an team for about maybe 6 months. Then they said, "Aye, you are good girl, who is better than them. Go back your 30 clearance." When I came back lap in Zimbabwe, after 2 years, within the 30 clearance, during those days, go hand you a visa. I learned which hang our human resources, footing 30 clearance, versus Wagalanga, everyone, you were into Swana Lazen Mala to go back South Africa and ask Lalela. Akarisi kusali la nje kona ngali ngisebenzela ngibamba lapha lapha in South Africa.
Kuthe ngemva kokuba imizamo yokuba idlale ibhola usemthethweni kule South Africa isiyehlule, unakamba uphenduke wazosebenza esedolobheni lakoBulawayo, njalo yikho lapho athethe khona uMavelas oyehlala ewanje bazohlala la ekontutu. U-Antoni uthi kuthe senanzelele ukuba uMavelas oyalazi ibhola wahle wakhohlwa ngokubuyela ayesebenza eGoli.
Remember dlala i-first game yakhe against Kigloni in Harare. It was over 15 years. So that's when I realized ukuthi I think there is something. Okay, South Africa, what they were paid, I should go back to South Africa. I started supporting Uma Vute. One day there will be something. I tried to enter the good tenders as a nurse. In a report story from Emma Stowers from Simon in Tandaza, Bona Lamogu Pambida, up to today, Namtanji Uma Vakona is doing wonders. He's supporting me, supporting us as a family. You know, we've got almost the young kid as a seafood, and through support Umtuana. Ngokubona into eyabi phambili emntwaneni yayikhatshana but ngayinikeza isikhathi ngathi hayi one day things will be good.
U-Antoni Nakamba nguye umgcinisihlalo wenhlanganiso ye-Marvelous Nakamba Foundation ekunje ngo-2022. Le nhlanganiso iphathisa abasakhulayo kuwo wonke amagumbi amane akwele Zimbabwe ngokubabhadalela imali yesikolo kanye nokubathengela impahla zesikolo. Ngiyimele Studio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu-Joseph Njanji.
Okwamanje sike sizwe ezomculo.
Antoni Nakamba uqale ukudlala ibhola esedolobheni leWangi lapho akhulile khona ngemva kokukhangwa ukudlala kukanozinti wayedume ngalezo nsuku.
Sanibonani Susan Samthola sonke, ngibengelela umdumzeni Mfokamenyezo phuma phansi esilobela emaholo ohle isigodi ngaphansi kwenduna uMalisa. Sizolethelela umsebenzi wethu omusha. Uyiqembu likamasikandi elisaselisha uMdumiseni. Silethulela umsebenzi wethu wokuqala omusha ngaphansi kweqembu uMdumiseni. Isihloko somsebenzi sithi izinti zabaculi. Ingoma ziwu-12 kuleli album eligcwele. Umsebenzi uzotholakala kuma-online stores. Mawusesho ukuthi uMdumiseni izinto zabaculi izodlela lapho kubo Spotify nabo DVD. Ngizacela ukuthi umsebenzi mawusuvelile emva kwensuku ezimbili niwu-download nisithenge lapho kuma-online stores ukuze nathi sikhona ukuthi siqhubekele phambili silisiculela njengesizwe. Siyatholakala njalo lapho kufacebook, mawasesha kufacebook uthi Mdumiseni Mengezo, iyavela i-akhawunti lapho esiyokhola esibika khona zonke iy'nhlelo esizenzakalayo ezeqembu. Kuthi njalo abafisa ukusithinta enambeni bengasithinta kule namba yase-South Africa ethi 060-4398-460. Zoyiphinda njalo 060-4398-460. Ngiyabonga kakhulu sizwe sakithi, sisacela nisixhase kulo msebenzi ukuthi nabe kukhona ukuthi sondle nathi imindeni yethu ngalo mculo, njalo sikhona ukuthi siculele isizwe kukho konke. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Yazuza Swiles yakhala kunye okumangalisayo lapha ke sizikhipha ku-Studio 7 se-Washington DC. Singagqiba uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje ukuthi sikhangele ebesilazo. Amabandla ezombusazwe athi amelele ugwalo lokuvota oluza kwenza bekhankase ngamandla ukuze benqobe ukhetho oluzayo.
ukuzamazama komhlaba kwele South Africa kushiye abadabuka eZimbabwe bethithibele. Yes, ugqiba lapha-ke uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olubhalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo ozithembayo uGibbs Dube. Ilale.